How are you feeling? Tired? Well, that's to be expected. Honestly, with everything in your system right now, I'm surprised you still have the strength to talk to me. Succubus saliva, lamia and drider venom, a handful of various magical effects. Here, look, you're still breathing. And that's not even mentioning the physical harm you've done to your body. Well, yes, of course you're naked. I had to examine you to find out just how much damage was done. You've got scratches, minor burns, constriction bruises, bites, and I'm pretty sure you're low on blood. It's no use scolding you right now. You've been in and out of consciousness for the last 20 minutes, so I'm guessing you wouldn't even remember what I say. Hmm? Oh, well, we're in my office, dear. Don't you remember? It's only been a few months since you were hired. Surely you haven't forgotten your interview already, have you? No, you're not remembering it incorrectly. The last time we were here, I sat over there at the desk. I didn't want to overwhelm you on your first day, so I stayed in my human form. Maybe if I hadn't, you'd have actually paid attention. What? Oh, nothing. What were we talking about? Right, yes. When we first met, I kept my human form to make you more comfortable. But seeing as you're in pretty dire need of medical attention, I had to bring you to my pool so I can fix all your mistakes, which means I need to be in my natural form. The water in my pool is from a magic spring in the Feywilds, enchanted to give strength to all creatures that reside within it. Hopefully, its effects can help heal some of your more superficial wounds. Gods know I have enough to deal with already when it comes to all the trouble you've caused. We can discuss what you did once your head is clear enough to pay attention. Alright, let's just ignore all that for now. I need you to relax if my magic is going to work. Hey, lie back. Let the water support you and float right here with me. Feel me floating beneath you. Feel my tail underneath your legs, my chest against your back. Yes, dear, I'm naked too. I wasn't about to ruin my nice work clothes by getting them wet. Plus, I always swim naked. Let's get started on the healing process, darling. I want you to block out everything but the sound of my voice, the sound of the water gently moving around us, and the feeling of my hands running over your body. Clear your mind of everything else. Feel my fingertips tracing across the tender areas of your skin. Over the burns and the cuts, over every bruise, softly guiding the water across each wound. Feel my hair gently tickling across your neck, drape down your shoulders while I whisper in your ear. Relax, lie back into me. Just rest. If you must speak, do so quietly, dear. You need to stay completely relaxed for this to work. Of course it feels good, darling. It's a massage. I have to massage your skin to allow the magic in the water to work its way in. Now, why would I be punishing you? I told you that right now your health is the most important thing to me. As your human resources representative, I can't sit by and watch you suffer. Plus, I mean, it's not my job to punish you. Don't think about that right now, dear. Just focus on feeling better. My magic works best when my subject is focused entirely on me. Oh, it's not magic you can learn in a spell book, darling. I'm using an old style of magic that's innate to my people. No. Not mermaids. I'm a siren, darling. A vixen of the deep. Traditionally, my kind used to lure sailors to their deaths, drawing their ships in to be dashed against the rocks. They couldn't resist the allure of our songs. Maybe you feel a little empathy for them, given your own struggles with temptation. Hypnosis can be a powerful tool in getting the human body to restore itself, you know. I can use my siren song to get your body to heal more efficiently. But let's not focus on my methods right now. Just relax and give your full attention to my song. Are you still with me, my dear? Darling. Oh, finally. I thought you were going to fight me all the way through your treatment. This is always my favorite part. Totally unresponsive. Just floating there in the water with that look of pure bliss. Unable to move or speak unless I command it. Totally enraptured with my song. But you're still in there, aren't you, darling? Somewhere deep down in that bottomless ocean of thought. And my voice is the only beacon of light in your churning sea. You'll listen to every word from my lips as if it were coming from your own mind. Obey every command like it was your own will. And when you wake up, you won't remember any of it. You'll be my perfect little employee, and you'll have no idea that I had anything to do with it. Let's get you started, shall we? I want you to think about that dragon down in the library, the Lamia in the back office, succubus, the drider. I want you to think about all the pleasure you've experienced with them, the rush of almost being caught, the fear of playing around with creatures far stronger than yourself, that pure, carnal thrill of fucking each and every one of them. From here on out, that pleasure is now associated with me. Anytime you remember any of the delights from one of those ladies, you're going to think of me and the sound of my voice. And anytime you feel the urge to relive that pleasure, you're going to come up to my office and tell me you're feeling a little stressed about your workload. That's going to be our little phrase for when you need another swim with me or a session with your new supervisor. You'll meet her when we're done. Hopefully, between the two of us, you won't be having any more distractions with the other staff members. You should consider yourself lucky. If I weren't so high up in this organization, you'd likely have been tossed around between every woman on staff until your little heart gave out. You know, I've got a nice little setup here. Office a couple of floors down from the boss, good pay with flexible hours, and only a single person to keep tabs on in the building. After all, I'm the human resources officer. And you're the only human currently on staff. Well, I mean, beside the guild members, but they're in another department. It wasn't easy to set myself up here. I had to smuggle myself in disguised as a goldfish. I sat in that overgrown eyeball's office for months, swimming back and forth, eating flavorless pellets, till he finally dropped his guard and I could sing to him. I implanted myself right into his memories, convinced him he'd hired me a few weeks ago to staff the library, then I hopped out of his bowl and plopped a real goldfish in it. Changed my name to Sylvia, and well, the rest is history. It was an easy gig, till you started sticking your cock in every girl from reception to bookkeeping. Oh, and my, what a cock it is. All those memories flooding through your brain must be pretty good to make you this hard. I can see why you're so popular downstairs. I guess, one quick go wouldn't hurt. anyway. Fuck it. Looks like you get one last hurrah, dear. Wish you could be here to enjoy it. Now, look at me. That's it. You just joined a pretty exclusive club, darling. Not many men get to kiss a siren and live. We're gonna do a lot more than that. Okay, I want you to come over to the shallow end of the pool. That's it, right here where you can lie flat against the floor, but still stay submerged in the water. I'm gonna come cozy up right next to you. Oh, I didn't expect you to twitch like that when I grabbed your cock. Your whole body jumped. Maybe you're still feeling the effects of all the other girls' little play sessions. That's right. Moan for me, darling. No, not like that. I want you to moan my name. Call out to me. Sylvia. Oh, what a good boy. You see how good it can feel when you behave for me? You're being such an obedient boy. It's hard to believe that you've been whoring around this library for the last 4 months. Maybe it's not all your fault. Maybe you were just weak and helpless and innocent, and those wicked women forced themselves on you. Somehow I doubt it. No, I bet that promiscuous little dragon told you to jump and you whimpered how high. And once you had a taste, you couldn't help yourself. You needed to know what every woman in this library could do for you. So you went looking for them, volunteering in their sections, hoping they'd be as predatory as Lindria was. But that does get me curious about something, darling. I want you to think back. Now, tell me, which one was your favorite? Which one had the power to make you drop everything without a second thought? I should have known. I guess I should make sure you don't end up in her section again after our little meeting here. But don't worry. I can make you feel just as good as she can. You feel that, don't you, darling? The warmth of the water around you, like you're being caressed on all sides by the softest touch of skin. I wonder what would happen if I focused that feeling right down here, following my hand up and down your shaft. The warmth, the wetness, that tight grip. Does it remind you of something? We talked about this. If you're going to moan, I want to hear my name on your lips. Oh, whoops. Oh, I didn't mean to make you come so soon. Oh, well, I'll give you a minute to recuperate. But I'm not done playing with you, darling. Not by a long shot. If you liked my hand, you're gonna love this. The water's warm. It's around my breasts now. Spread. Spread your legs for me, darling, so I can lie between them. Does that feel good, dear? Having your cock nestled between my warm breasts? I'll take all that twitching as a yes. Start pumping your hips. Slowly. That's a good boy. Yeah, fuck my tits. Oh, it looks like you've noticed it. Yeah, I put a small whirlpool of magic energy just above my chest. The suction makes it like a little mouth. Every time you thrust, it lightly sucks on the head of your cock. Oh, come now, dear. I've told you twice. I don't care if you whimper or whine, but every moan of yours is mine. I want you to say my name so you remember it. You can speed up a little, darling. I know you want to. Oh, you eager boy. Well, if you can't control yourself, it's time to stop. Oh my, you're panting. That's so adorable. I can't stay mad at you when you're this helpless. All right, darling, we can keep going a little longer. Oh. That's a good boy. Yes, moan for me, darling. That's right. Oh, I think it's time you showed me exactly what got you in trouble in the first place. I think I'll switch back to my human form for this. My tail makes it a little difficult to straddle my prey. Now, the second you enter me, I want you to struggle, like a drowning man being dragged into the depths for, you know, nostalgia's sake. Oh, fuck. Yes, that's it. Try to break free from me. Fight me like a rip current pulling you. Oh, that desperate struggle. Oh, it makes me feel like I'm 20 years younger. Still at sea, dragging men to the depths. Oh, darling, how does it feel? My pussy gripping your cock while my hips crash against you like waves on the rocks. I have more power over you than any dragon or succubus or slithering snake. Because I control this right here, your mind, and there's nothing more powerful than your own perception being used against you. No. Oh, fuck. Weird question, darling. Do you mind if I drown you a little? Feels more natural for me that way. Oh, well, I guess you don't mind anything unless I tell you to, do you, baby? Oh, Oh, it's okay, dear. Just let the water into your lungs. I won't let you drown. No, not for real. But isn't it such a rush? Oh, that pleasure combined with the burning air in your chest. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Oh, don't worry, dear. I'll let you come up for some air. Oh, breathe deep, darling. Oh, you're going back under. Okay, here we go. Fuck. Oh, I get it. I get what all those women saw in you, you helpless, pathetic little human. You're so fun to toss around. And so resilient. Oh. I can feel just how easy it would be to break you whenever I wanted to. And all you can do is just let it happen. Better yet, you're going to come back for more because somewhere in that sad little head of yours, you want to be used like this. Oh, Oh, don't worry. Me and your new supervisor are going to use you plenty. You'll be our little executive toy from here on out. Oh, I almost forgot. Here, get some air, darling. That's all right. Take a few deep breaths. Because next time you go under, I'm not letting you up until you come. All right, darling. Plug your nose. Oh, there's that desperate struggle I've been craving. Oh, I can't even tell if you're trying to fuck me or just break free. Oh, fuck, I bet you can't either. Oh, that's right, darling. Fuck me, like your life depends on it. Oh, you magnificent little creature. You perfect little victim. Oh, I'm gonna break you in until your supervisor walks through that door.